Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Today I found out my 19M boyfriend has been cheating on me 18F with his mother for our entire relationship. My BF and I have been together for almost a year now. We met at my mall food court job and immediately hit it off. After a month of knowing each other, he asked me to be his GF. Of course, I said yes. Our relationship has been pretty great up to his point. He takes me on dates, compliments me, and just makes me feel super special. The only weird thing is he would never let me meet his mom. His parents are divorced and have been for almost his entire life. The divorce was messy and his father ended up getting full custody. They had the typical every other weekend and 6 weeks out of the summer setup. I have met his dad and his paternal family, but he would be weird when I brought his mom up. He would tell me things like we have a complicated relationship or I'll tell you about it later on. About 3 months into the relationship, I began to realize he would never answer his mother's calls or texts around me. He would hastily clear it out or step into another room to talk to her, even if it was just texting. I tried to not let it bother me because I wanted to respect his boundaries. Last week he spent the night with me for the first time. I woke up around 3 a.m. because of a bad dream and I couldn't go back to sleep. I rolled over to grab my phone in the dark but accidentally picked his up instead. I looked at the messages from his mother. I opened his phone and began to read through them and noticed they were mostly very S-time-ul. There would be nudes exchanged, hardcore S-timiding, and messages for them to meet up for S-time. I read the conversations in disbelief. I try to pretend like it wasn't real and I dreamed it.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
A few days later, I confronted his about it. It didn't take long before he broke down and told me everything. He had been having S time with his mother since he was 13 years old. They usually have intercourse once a week, sometimes more. They've been doing this throughout our entire relationship. He never told her that he had a GF because he wanted them to still have their weekly sessions. At this point, I quit what to do. I love him with all of my heart, but I am so disgusted with him and his mother. I haven't talked to him since he told me everything. After he told me, I ran out and drove to a town 2 hours away. I blocked him on every social media and his phone number. I changed the locks to my house. I have also called the week into work so he can't find me. What should I do? Make it work out or break up with him? Update. Thank you everyone for your advice and kind words. I have decided that I am going to talk to his dad and him both. I'll talk to his father first, then him. That way his father can help me figure out what course of action we may need to take. I messaged both of them an hour ago. His father agreed to meet this afternoon. I unblocked BF and I'm still waiting on a reply from him. I will update later after I talk to them both and decide what we should do. Redditor's reactions update after. Redditor 1, this is way worse than cheating. The real victim here is your BF. This is RP, grooming and other evil crap by his mom. Redditor follow up, though op, your boyfriend is a victim, don't push away your feelings either. You are a victim of a cheating partner. He is the victim of abuse and molestation and a long litany other evils. You're allowed to feel hurt that as an adult he decided to continue a sexual relationship with his abuser whilst lying to you. He could have simply stayed single. When he chose to date you, he chose to cheat. He chose to deceive. This is all kinds of ducked up. This may be a situation where you reach out to groups organizations in your area for free legal advice. Redditor 2, Hess being sexually abused big time. Think Stockholm Syndrome. His abuse has gone on so long it seems normal. This is sexual grooming he was taken advantage of by his own mother. Even now as an adult he can't comprehend how this is abnormal because she is in the power situation as ultimate caregiver. While normally I would have a few choice words about cheating, but this is something beyond cheating. His mother is a pedophile and your boyfriend needs help. It's okay to end the relationship, but he will never escape this without help. Tell his father everything. Redditor 3, I think you should tell his dad what's going on. Since your ex-boyfriend is too entangled in this situation to get himself out, he's going to need someone to do it for him. You shouldn't be that person for a number of reasons, so that leaves dad as the best option. Redditor follow up, so if the son has normalized this and won't get help, and a lot of people here are assuming the dad is a villain, then if this is real, who's going to get him help? Think about it this way, those of you who assume the dad is somehow also to blame, if this were your child, wouldn't you all want someone to tell you what your ex-wife had been doing? I have an ex whose uncle actually did this kinda to his cousin. Her mom got her help, had dad thrown in jail, and got a divorce and got a restraining order keeping him from going near either one of them. When dad got out, he and the daughter reunited and my got him thrown in jail again because the restraining order was still in effect. I shudder to think what would be going on if her mom hadn't intervened both times. Update, today I found out my 19M boyfriend has been cheating on me 18F with his mother for our entire relationship. I have no idea where to start with the events that have occurred within the past 11 hours since I last posted. I'm still shaken up and this is hard to process. My BF finally messaged me back a few hours after I asked him to meet up with me. He agreed to meet me at his apartment. I made sure that I was going to talk to his dad before him so he could help me find the correct course of action for my BF. Well, I met with the father, we will call him X. I was so scared before talking to X that I was shaking. My voice was unsteady and I had tears in my eyes when I walked in. I had no idea where to begin. X looked concerned, so he sat us down across from each other. I told X that I believe his son has been sexually abused for 6 years now. Of course, X was taken aback. I started to tell him about what my BF told me. That's when X started to be more and more puzzled. He stopped me while telling the story I knew about my BF and his mother. X told me that there's no way this is completely true. When he says this, I start getting confused as well. X tells me that my BF's mother died in a car accident when he was 8. X never remarried or had a GF. At this point I am dumbfounded, I have no idea what to say. X tells me that he didn't think my BF's mother was sexually abusive while she was alive or why my BF would even tell me this. X also tells me that he have no idea who mom might be on his phone. I take a few minutes to calm down and think before I head over to my BF's apartment. The drive was only 10-ish minutes from X's house to my BF's. I took this time to process what X told me and what I would say to my BF. When I got to the apartment, I promptly went inside. I demanded answers immediately. I asked the truth about his mother, the messages I saw, and if they've really been having S time since he was 13. Of course he apologized again and gave me the same story, but it made me angry. This is where I lost my cool. I yelled and told him that X told me that his biological mother had been dead for almost 11 years. I told him I knew there was no way the story he told me was true because his mother passed when he was 8 years old. My BF became silent and looked down. At this point, I was crying uncontrollably. I felt so bad for what happened and I wanted to get him therapy. I was willing to forgive him for keeping the secret from me. My BF was silent for a few minutes, then finally spoke to me. He told me he made the whole story up. The contact he had as mom was an ex-girlfriend he regularly hooked up with. She was 20 and a bartender in our city. He put her name as mom so I wouldn't get suspicious that he was talking to another woman so often. He didn't think I would find out, so he fabricated the whole story up. This way, I wouldn't be mad at him. He told me he figured I would feel sorry for him and stay with him. I felt so betrayed when he confessed this. In past few days, I went from having a healthy relationship to thinking my BF had been timely abused by his mother, then to find out it was all a lie just because he didn't want me to know he was sleeping with this ex. He tried to justify it further, telling me it was meaningless and he only loved me. I told my BF that I want nothing to do with him and left. He tried to follow and plead with me, but I ignored him. I drove home, threw out everything he gave me, and blocked him once again. I cannot believe he lied about something so major just to protect himself. I haven't stopped crying since I left his apartment. I'm so hurt and now I don't know what to do. I no longer want him in my life. I'm considering moving town so he can't find me. He has gotten online and used a fake number to try and get a hold of me to apologize. I need to clear my head and try to take everything in. I will turn off my phone and computer for a while so he can't try to contact me again. Update: so my now ex-BF came to my apartment and started banging on the door, begging to be let in so we could talk. At this point, I have turned all the lights off. I am being quiet so he will hopefully leave. I know he can see my car out front, so it's obvious that I am here still. I want to call the cops, but I am not sure there's much they can do. I'm thinking about going back to live with my parents until this blows over with him. I'm also considering talking to his ex that he was hooking up with. I got her full name and where she works. I will keep updates as I learn more about my ex-BF. Update 2. I am having a lot of people send me messages, so thank you for the kind words. I can't reply to everyone's messages, so at the bottom of the comments I added some additional commentary on everyone's suspicions. Please read it to answer any questions if you're still unsure. Please note that there are some personal details I left out in order to keep privacy. X. How his mother died, there's a reason he didn't talk about it. Redditor's reaction story 2 after. Redditor 1. This is one of the most insane stories I've read on this subreddit. Holy Yesid, I really hope you're able to recover from this. My heart goes out to you. Edit, redacted, story's been verified. Redditor follow up, me too. My eyebrows damn near flew off my forehead. I feel bad for BFS dad too. Could you imagine hearing your kid lied about something like that? Redditor 2, no ducking way. Redditor follow up. Seriously, this story went from our that happened with the original thread to our well fuck that makes more sense, damn with this one. You've been through the ringer today, up. Good for you for dumping his ass. Also good for you for being so compassionate and willing to help him when you thought it was the other thing. Redditor 3, that motherfucker. Edit, thanks for the gold, kind stranger. Story 2, I 19F am messing with a married man. Before you say anything, I know I sound like a terrible person. I 19F started talking to this guy on a dating app, specifically Tinder. He is in his late 30s. My intention was not to meet up with this guy and he is aware of it. I messaged him strictly for nudes essing. We've been talking for about a month. We send each other nudes and SXT almost daily. He keeps asking me to go visit him in his city so we can FCK. I do not want to meet him, and I never will. This is just texting. Today we were having a deep conversation, which we often have in addition to the S-ing, and he mentioned his wife. I was obviously shocked because I had no idea he had a wife. He then proceeded to tell me he also has a 2-month-old daughter. This man really does not seem like a married man with a daughter. He's asked me to do some nasty stuff. He told me his wife knows he texts other women and she's fine with it because it satisfies him sexually when she can't. Her only boundaries are no meetups and no emotional cheating. I feel like he's crossed both of these boundaries by now, or at least is attempting to. Also, I don't even know if his wife really is okay with this. I feel like such an asshole for this. I don't want to be a home wrecker. I'm not sure what I should do. Should I just stop talking to him? Edit. I just feel like I should clarify why I'm unsure about just blocking him. Don't want to make a big deal out of nothing if he's telling the truth. Plenty of people have agreements like these in relationships. Also, he has a bunch of my nudes, so I don't really want to anger him. I guess this is a lesson not to send random men nudes. Edit 2. Okay, everyone has made it very clear that he is most likely lying and I agree. I guess what I want to know now is, do I reach out to the wife? I have no idea how to find her on social media, so advice would help. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1. That's like the oldest lie in the book. My wife knows, so there's no reason to reach out to her, SMH. Redditor follow up. And if the wife really is okay with it, then she will verify that when op reaches out to her. It's always best to assume the person in a relationship is lying about their partner being okay with it. Redditor 2. I would not give the time of day to someone cheating on his 1-month postpartum wife. Redditor follow up. Exactly. The wife is probably going through some asset too, and he's not even there for her. He's a selfish asshole. Redditor 3. I don't want to be a home wrecker. There's your answer. Redditor 4. Should I just stop talking to him? Yes. Obviously. The only question is whether to tell his wife. Op answer. I honestly want to reach out to her, but I have no idea how to find here. Redditor 5. You should feel even worse than you do. He told him wife that he needs more sexual attention. She just carried and gave birth to his child. He made her feel so terrible about not servicing her husband, so she relented and surrendered into allowing him to sext other women. So he finds a teenage girl to satisfy his animalistic desires. While his wife heals from birth and takes care of that child, he is a grade A asshole. Redditor 6. He probably doesn't have an agreement with his wife either. Redditor 7. So at 19 you're just now learning a few of the lies you're going to hear in the coming years. Get ready for more if she knows and she's fine with it, but let's not ever tell her. We're not in love, it's really more like roommates. She never wants to have s time anymore and I have needs. Hey, she had affairs too. You don't understand what it's like to be unloved. I'm just with her until my kids get older. And the whole time the wife is sitting at home, thinking that piece of asset loves her. She has no idea anything is wrong. She takes care of his stupid ass, fcks him whenever he wants, gives him dollar, etc. She posts photos of them smiling in matching Christmas pajamas. Maybe deep down she suspects, but she thinks that if she just keeps being perfect he'll stop. All you can do is block this dude and hope that in 15 years you're not the wife in this scenario. Redditor follow up. This is literally the best advice on here. You're just a baby, and men are going to try to use you any way they can. Why would a man in his late 30s really want anything to do with a 19-year-old? Come on. You're not mature or anything else he tells you. Men will lie about any and everything. You could be holding a cup of water in your hand and they'd tell you it's Coke, you just don't realize it. The only thing they have is audacity. Hell, even my ex is on here, this very sub, lying about our relationship over 10 years ago. They're complete psychos who do anything to appease their DCK. So yeah, hard lesson. Don't send nudes to just anyone. It's not the new norm, it's still something men can use to weaponize and destroy you. Block him, move on, if someone mentions a GF wife. Ducking bail. I had a guy I knew from work match me on Tinder or wherever. We hit it off big time, and eventually I invited him over. During talking, my spidey sense started and I asked if he was single. Here comes the big confession, he's not, but blah blah blah. They will try anything. Move on and love yourself more than to put up with this stupid bullshit from men. Redditor 8, this man really does not seem like a married man with a daughter. He's asked me to do some nasty stuff. Married men can be into nasty stuff as much as single men. Getting married doesn't see re a freak. He told me his wife knows he texts other women and he's fine with it because it satisfies him sexually when she can't. Bet that's a lie. Should I just stop talking to him? Yep. Did he ever tell you he was single? Or did he just not tell you he was married with a very young child? Some people might consider that a lie by omission. But yes, absolutely, you should stop seeing this guy. Seeing him makes you feel like an asshole. Seeing him makes you a home wrecker. So don't see him. Redditor follow up. Bahaha, right, I think it's pretty naive to think that because someone is married or has a kid means they don't have sexual desires or freaky kinks, lmao. Redditor 9, here we are. The perfect example why older men and younger girls shouldn't flirt. The whole I am interested in older men narrative has to stop.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.